Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in the Central African Republic, or MINUSCA, remains critical for creating peace and security in the country, said U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood, alternative representative for special political affairs. A valuable service carried out by MINUSCA is the delivery of much-needed humanitarian aid in the Central African Republic. The United States calls on all parties to allow for the unhindered delivery of such aid. Another critical aspect of MINUSCA's work will be supporting historical local elections in October, said Ambassador Wood.
Elections are an important step toward decentralization, and I call on the Central African authorities to ensure they are conducted in a transparent, timely, and inclusive manner, with the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and youth.
But challenges to MINUSCA remain, noted Ambassador Wood. Central African armed forces are obstructing mission convoys, often when on joint operations with Wagner personnel. Such obstruction limits the mission's ability to protect civilians and monitor human rights violations and abuses, warned Ambassador Wood. The Central African Republic government's restrictions on unmanned aerial systems hampers efforts to counter armed groups and protect civilians. These restrictions also put peacekeepers at increased risk, said Ambassador Wood.
I call on the CAR authorities yet again to lift these restrictions immediately. I find it deeply troubling that during the MINUSCA briefing 1 year ago, I made the same request of the government. As I said then, lifting restrictions and replacing them with others is not progress. It must stop.
The scourge of disinformation undermines the mission's work, elevates the threat to peacekeepers, and reduces the efficacy of peacekeeping. All who knowingly perpetuate falsehoods are complicit in the continuation of violence and insecurity, said Ambassador Wood. Finally, no military-only solution can stop the cycle of violence, stressed Ambassador Wood.
We call on all parties to resume a political dialogue within the framework of the peace process, and we emphasize that through its good offices, MINUSCA can and should facilitate these efforts in every way possible.
The United States remains a steadfast partner of the Central African people and the MINUSCA troops, police, and civilian staff who work so diligently to bring them security. It is time to choose the path of peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.